Gina McCarthy, President Obama's choice to be administrator for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency after the resignation of former administrator Lisa Jackson, is expected to face a tough confirmation hearing in the coming days. But those who worked with her in her past careers throughout New England are praising her as a strong leader and for her ability to find common ground on contentious issues. In Massachusetts, McCarthy served as an environmental advisor for five governors, including Mitt Romney. She held senior positions in both the Executive Office of Environmental Affairs and the State Office of Commonwealth Development. Andre Meyer, Vice President of Research at Associated Industries of Massachusetts, praised McCarthy for her ability to work with industry in developing environmental policy.
Gina McCarthy was really, in our view, one of the outstanding people we've worked with in state government here in Massachusetts. She's obviously very committed to environmental issues, and which sometimes put her at odds with our position, but she's a very serious person who weighs issues very carefully, understands both sides of the questions, and understands that the decisions that she is making and that government makes are complex and have to be considered in all their aspects.
McCarthy also served as commissioner of Connecticut's Department of Environmental Protection from 2004 to 2009. In a statement, Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy said that McCarthy, quote, was a fierce advocate of the state's natural resources. Her legacy of environmental protection continues to this day in the programs spearheaded by the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, unquote. Clean Water Action, a group that advocates for clean air and water throughout New England, also praised the work and vision of McCarthy. New England Regional Director Cindy Loopy said that while her organization was advocating with community groups for stricter air pollution requirements for Massachusetts power plants, a campaign referred to as the Filthy Five, McCarthy was able to hear both sides with a goal of protecting public health and reducing pollution.
And that was there was a real focus on feasibility so that at the end of the day, we could actually get to cleaner air. And after, you know, months and sometimes years of these discussions, she really helped to make sure that the tougher standards, the cleanup standards, move forward.
Tim Gray, leader of the Housatonic River Initiative, a group of concerned citizens in the Berkshires advocating for the swift cleanup of PCBs from the Housatonic River, said that he hopes that a new EPA administrator will stick to the group's mission to remove the believed to be cancer-causing chemicals released by General Electric into the Housatonic River.
Definitely, more attention, and also to do the best cleanup we can. It's our one chance to do it right. And if we don't do it right, I've never seen a site in the United States where they said, oh, wait a minute, we didn't do it right. Now we have to go back and make them do it all over again.
An aide for New York U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a member of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works, said that the senator is looking forward to meeting McCarthy and the confirmation hearing that could approve her as the next EPA administrator. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.